It is March 14th, 2023, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from the John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from our hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from yesterday's newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. The good people at Quantitative Brokers announced today the unveiling of a revolutionary new options execution algorithm for energy and commodity markets. QB has expanded their popular Striker Algo execution tool to support NYMEX energy and CBOT commodity options markets via a multi-futures commission merchant workflow. QB launched Striker in 2020, and this expansion of Striker, quote, revolutionizes the way energy and commodity markets can be traded by buy and sell side institutions, unquote. This should be a popular breakthrough product for QB. Our good friend Nils Robert Pearson's new company, Vermiculus Financial Technology, has a new investor from Brazil. L4 Venture Builder, a venture capital fund created in 2022 with 600 million real by B3, will be a minority shareholder in Vermiculus, which specializes in providing state-of-the-art technology to exchanges, clearinghouses, and CSDs. The FIA has established the President's Award and honored six derivatives industry leaders with their inaugural awards. The award honors individuals for their contributions to the global cleared derivatives industry over the past year. The first group of winners of the President's Award include Nick Briggs Operations, Max E Operations, Edward Mayfield Legal, Laura Mull NextGen, Raj Ramanath CCP Risk, and Meyer Suteria Operations. Commissioner Christy Goldsmith Romero and the CFTC announced the members of the reconstituted Technology Advisory Committee, and not surprisingly, I am no longer a member of the committee. My tenure, which dates back to 2012, began when former Commissioner Scott Amalia was the sponsor of the committee. Given my criticism of the CFTC while I was running the online petition on behalf of the software vendor Jitesh Dekar, it's not surprising to see this. Quite frankly, 11 years is long enough, and the new commissioners should have some new blood to face the multitude of technology-related issues facing the markets. While participating in the TAC was nice, I considered it more my way to serve my civic duty. I wish Commissioner Goldsmith Romero the best with the new TAC and thank the CFTC for the opportunity to have served. The Singapore Trading Festival is returning in 2023 from March 25th to April 2nd. You can participate in a range of activities designed to help you reposition, reallocate, and reset your portfolio. Bloomberg picked up on the Inside the Ice House interview with Terry Duffy and the story about his wife having recently been carjacked. The story is titled, CME CEO Says Wife's Carjacking Highlights Insane Chicago Crime. Speaking of Mr. Duffy and his excellent podcast with ICE, he also appeared in an episode of the On the Tape podcast with Danny Moses, Guy Adami, and Dan Nathan. According to a highly reliable source at the Coinbase pre-conference networking event last night at the FIA Boca Conference, Eurex had its biggest volume day ever yesterday. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. We have a new JLN video out. The headline is, CEO J.J. Kinahan talks about the journey to rebranding Tastyworks as Tasty Trade, adding crypto wallet and equities. J.J. Kinahan became the CEO of IG North America, which consists primarily of Tasty Trade, Tasty Works, and its IGFX business, on July 1st, 2023. The company rebranded Tasty Works as Tasty Trade on February 22nd, 2023. JLN spoke to Kinahan on that day. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's an entry from our Options Discovery video series. The headline: Relative Value Framework for Analyzing Volatility. Matt Cashman, experienced trader and principal of investor education at OCC, explains this and more in part two of this Options Discovery full-length interview. In part two of this Options Discovery full interview, JLN's Alex Teng continues the conversation with Matt Cashman, principal of investor education at OCC, to discuss the relative value framework for analyzing volatility, advice for starting a career in options, and the Options Industry Council, OIC, free online tools. You watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a press release from FIA referenced earlier. FIA establishes President's Award, honoring six derivatives industry leaders. This year, FIA has established its President's Award, an annual honor that recognizes outstanding individuals for their contributions to the global cleared derivatives industry over the past year. FIA relies on partners at our member firms to help manage industry-wide projects, contribute to comment letters, inform the industry about emerging trends, and respond quickly to unexpected market events, said FIA President and CEO Walt Lucan. My comment: congratulations to these six. Well deserved. Let them know if you see them at Boca, Jeff Bergstrom says. Here's a story from the Financial Times. The headline: U.S. capitalism is breaking down before our eyes, says Ken Griffin. Ken Griffin, founder of hedge fund Citadel, said the rescue package for Silicon Valley Bank unveiled by U.S. regulators shows American capitalism is, quote, breaking down before our eyes, unquote. Griffin told the Financial Times that the U.S. government should not have intervened to protect all SVB depositors following the collapse of the Santa Clara-based bank on Friday. My comment: it's a good thing that Mr. Griffin has figured out how to make money amidst the breakdown of capitalism. Of course, I think he probably would have made more money had the government let the banking system go to hell in a handbasket. Here's a story from Fox Business. The headline: Silicon Valley Bank posted Financial Crimes Senior Manager job listing just before closure. Silicon Valley Bank posted a job listing for Senior Manager Financial Crimes on Friday, just before it was shut down by regulators. The Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation said in a press release on Friday that SVB was closed by the California Department of Protection and Innovation, which appointed the FDIC as receiver of the insured deposits of the bank. On Friday, the SVB posted a job opening for Senior Manager Financial Crimes. Here's Jeff Bergstrom's comment: demand 6 months' salary in advance before taking that position. Here are the top three stories from Monday's JLN. Our Monday top three were everything Oscars all at once. Our top clicked item was the trailer for Everything Everywhere All at Once on YouTube. Second was the New York Times article about how Everything Everywhere All at Once won all the Oscars. And third was Bloomberg's Brendan Fraser wins Best Actor Oscar and in career comeback. Number four was Michelle Yeoh, but I'm supposed to stop counting. Here are the top three stories of the lead section of today's JLN. The first story is from the Wall Street Journal. The headline: Investor anxiety hits a fever pitch after Silicon Valley Bank collapse. Investors are scrambling to protect against the possibility of a protracted stock market turndown. The collapse of three banks in the past week has exacerbated a bout of recent volatility that has quickly crested through stock, bond, and derivatives markets. Many traders are reaching for bets that would pay out if the haywire stretch of U.S. markets continue. Here's another story, this one from the Wall Street Journal. The headline, CEO Greg Becker was there for SVB's quick rise and even quicker fall. Greg Becker and two top lieutenants, Chief Financial Officer Daniel Beck and President Michael Deschanux, were at the helm of Silicon Valley Bank as it rode a wave of low rates and easy money policies. Last year, when the world changed and the Federal Reserve started raising rates at its fastest pace in decades, they all but ignored it, betting that interest rates would fall and homing in on the boom and bust tech industry. Here's another story, this one from Bloomberg. The headline, Credit Suisse finds material control lapse after SEC prompt. Credit Suisse Group AG said it found material weaknesses in its reporting and control procedures for the past 2 years after questions from U.S. regulators last week. The Zurich-based bank said Tuesday it will take steps to fix ineffective checks on the process it follows to pull together its financial reports. But the firm said its statements for 2022 and 2021 fairly represent its financial condition. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast. And if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.